The Pain Toolkit for Neuropathic Pain, UK and Australia.
Co-authored by Pete Moore and Mary Wing. Narrated by Bob Dobson and Melissa Clements. Introduction.
The Pain Toolkit for Neuropathic Pain, UK and Australia.
Pete Moore is the author and originator of The Pain Toolkit. He has back pain, asthma, prostate cancer, and osteoarthritis. He has put these tools together with the help of friends, family, and healthcare professionals. Mary Wing lives with neuropathic pain and co-authored this Pain Toolkit with Pete. She is based in Australia.
Make self-managing your pain your first choice and not the last resort. The 12 Pain Toolkit Tools.
Tool 1.
Acceptance and willingness.
Tool 2.
Get involved, building a support team.
Tool 3.
Pacing.
Tool 4.
Learning to prioritise and plan out your days.
Tool 5.
Setting goals and action plans.
Tool 6.
Being patient with yourself.
Tool 7.
Learn relaxation skills.
Tool 8.
Stretching and exercise.
Tool 9.
Keep a diary and track your progress.
Tool 10.
Have a setback plan.
Tool 11.
Teamwork.
Tool 12.
Keeping it up and being resilient.
The Pain Toolkit is for people who live with neuropathic, persistent, long-term pain. A message from Pete Moore, the author.
A persistent pain problem can be difficult to understand and manage on an everyday basis. Like many people, I struggled to manage my pain back in the early 1990s, but I was lucky to get myself on a pain management program, which gave me the information, but more importantly, it gave me the confidence to manage my pain myself. Since 1997, I haven't had the need to take any pain medication simply because I use the information from the program. Well, is it easy? It's like most things, you have to work at it. Hey, listen, I'm not an academic guy, but I know if I can do it, then others can as well. The Pain Toolkit is a simple guide that can provide you with some handy tips and skills to support you along the way to manage your pain. It's not meant to be the last word in pain self-management, but just a handy guide to help you get started. All you need to be doing is to be willing to read it and take on board some of the suggestions. Hey, good luck.
Workshops run by Pete look at examples and go into further details of all the tools. To enrol in a workshop, please visit www.paintoolkit.org/workshops. Living with Neuropathic Pain by Mary Wing. Here is a quote from Professor Lorimer Moseley.
Nociceptive pain occurs when danger detectors, known as nociceptors, detect stimuli from your body's tissues and forward the message to your brain. Your brain determines, based on all credible evidence, whether you need protecting, but sometimes it overprotects, and this can result in persistent pain. What's more important than danger messages coming from the tissues of your body? What your brain thinks those danger messages mean?
The difference with neuropathic pain is that there is underlying damage to a person's nervous system. Neuropathic pain is caused by damage, injury, or dysfunction of nerves due to trauma, surgery, disease, or chemotherapy.
Neuropathic pain tends to be present every day. It may modulate in intensity throughout the day, but the pain remains. Neuropathic pain is often best described as burning, stinging, shooting, stabbing, tingling, numbness, pins and needles, and hot and cold. Neuropathic pain can also cause allodynia, which is an increased response to stimuli that are usually not painful. For example, the touch of a feather or bedclothes, or hyperalgesia, which is an increased response to pain which is already there. In other words, the body overreacts to what could be expected of a minor injury or condition.
Neuropathic pain tends to behave in an unpredictable manner, and this can make it difficult to manage. It is constant, and while it is best to apply well-recognized...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?